Tens of thousands gathered in Bogotá for the last campaign event for presidential frontrunner Gustavo Petro. The former member of the M19 guerrilla movement, who may become Colombia's first leftist leader, spoke behind a bulletproof lectern flanked by men holding ballistic shields. He promised a new era.
We can't continue with these inequalities, the lack of rights and liberties, with the permanent exclusion of the majority of our people. We can't continue in this eternal and infinite violence that seems to devour our entire society.
Many are hungry for change after decades of mostly conservative rule in what remains one of the most unequal and violent countries in South America. Petro's ambitious plans to move away from a dependency on fossil fuels, cracking down on corruption and promising a minimum wage has polarized the country.
Petro has many good ideas. He wants to help us with education and give more opportunities to our farmers. It's what we need. We are tired of importing things from other places when we are rich here.
Petro is leading the polls with an expected 40% of the vote, but that's probably not enough to avoid a runoff. His main challenger, center-right former Medellin mayor Federico Gutierrez, is at about 23%. He's struggling to be seen as a voice of change, given he's supported by all traditional parties. And in his hometown, he made a call for unity.
There are people who want to divide the country, people who continue sowing hatred. While they continue spreading hate, we insist on spreading love. And while they talk about burning candidates, just as they burnt buildings and judges in the past, we talk about building. We are going to move Colombia forward together.
The wild card in the race is 77-year-old populist entrepreneur and anti-corruption crusader Rodolfo Hernández. His recent rise in the polls has surprised many, opening up what had largely been a two-horse race.
Petro's base believes his presidency will be inevitable at this point, but unless he manages an outright win next Sunday, he will probably face a tight runoff on June 19th in a country that's searching for change but remains deeply divided by his candidacy. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.